I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. The northeastern United States was walloped by a fierce winter storm on Saturday that threatened to drop more than 60 centimeters of snow while packing high winds. It prompted governors in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and other states to declare states of emergency. The nor'easter, which moved up the East Coast after forming in the Atlantic Ocean off the Carolinas, blanketed a large swath of New England with heavy snowfall, with some coastal areas of New Jersey already recording 38 centimeters of accumulation. The storm has led airlines to cancel nearly 6,000 flights through the weekend. A Russian troop buildup along its border with Ukraine includes supplies of blood for the wounded, three U.S. officials told Reuters, a detail reinforcing U.S. comments that Russia clearly now has the capability to move on its neighbor. The disclosure by the officials speaking on condition of anonymity adds to growing U.S. concern that Russia could be preparing for a new invasion of Ukraine as it has amassed more than 100,000 troops near its borders. Italy's head of state, Sergio Mattarella, agreed on Saturday to serve a second term, senior politicians said, after parties failed to find a mutually acceptable alternative candidate in a week of often fraught voting in parliament. Mattarella, who is 80, had ruled out remaining in office, but with the country's political stability at risk, it was considered unlikely he would resist pressure to stay on. Parliamentary chiefs went to the president's palace in central Rome to ask him to remain in office after lawmakers failed to elect a president on Saturday after seven rounds of voting. For more stories,